anyways, the industry itself, I think that there's a real revolution here. I think dry cargo, you're going to see coal go away because of this administration and the whole climate of, pardon the pun, but the climate of politics, and we're moving away from a fossil fuel type industry or type country. I think you're seeing more liquids. We're going to be towing more liquids, whether it's liquid natural gas that'll come in and fire these new power plants to the vessels. You know, they're talking the boats are going to be liquid natural gas driven vessels. Those are the big ones. I think that you're going to see the marine industry, and you can see this in a lot of the publications the Coast Guard's putting out, that's it's going to be harder and harder to keep your pilot's license. You can't be a plump, out of shape, out of wind kind of guy. You're going to have to really...
Yeah.
So the day of the old captain, ye old captain, might not... If you're a ye old captain, you're going to be an in-shape, fit old captain.
Right.
So that's going to cut back on numbers. And I think at some point you're going to see an education requirement out there that you've got to have at least an associate's degree or something. Or you're going to see maritime colleges and schools really pop up because regulations will push that. Maybe not in the next 5 to 10 years, but in the future, beyond that, you're going to see more like the ship pilots and the offshore, and you're going to see the blue water creep into the brown. And I don't think that you're going to be able to see the difference between river and ocean or near coastal.
Right. So where do you see Seaman's Church fitting into those changes?
I think that, again, the colleges and stuff will have to do that, but I think we're going to be a catalyst for parts of that training as far as simulators go. And I mean, these simulators are fantastic and the technology is fantastic, but it's only as good as the instructors. And finding folks that really have a passion for the people and the industry and seeing things, be able to sustain our industry or our way of life. And those are the people that will need to be here after I'm gone and till whatever.
Yeah.
And as long as we can keep finding those people, and as long as we hear and people are interested and love the industry and love what they do, then we'll be successful. And I think that you'll see us keep technology there, but we'll also be the consortium for all this information. I mean, you're the archivist and all the archives, and we've done a really good job, and I don't think we need to depart from that model of writing everything down and taking thousands of pictures.
Yeah.
It's the right direction to keep it going, because that's worth something.
Absolutely, yeah.
So 1834 was a long time ago.
Yeah, and they had great records back then.
They did. They was amazing. And that's our secret sauce at Seaman's Church is how we've tracked not only our path, but all of the industry's path.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it's a real, and people want that. People want to know that this isn't a fly-by-night whatever. So as far as this place evolving, I think that you'll see Paducah stay here because we're in the heartland and the center of all this river. And it was a good idea to put us here.
Do you think 97 was too late, or was there...
No, I think it was, if it was too late, by about 7 years. 90 would probably have been a better year, but I don't think that folks were ready to grab technology. It was such an innovative idea to have these simulators, and the whole computer thing was coming on the forefront. Because remember, the iPod wasn't even out yet.
Yeah.
I mean, this was cutting edge at the time, and it took a lot of imagination to go in there and look at this screen that had little circles that was a tree, and it was blocky, and it was... You know, it was Atari type graphics, right? So it took some imagination. Slowly but surely, the imagination gap has closed. It's closed to be more visual, more detailed. It's more 3D looking images. I think that we'll see the imagery get better and better and better to almost a Google Earth kind of world, a virtual world. I think we'll see it go in that path. And that's what we're trying to do in the classroom. We're trying to make it as visual, as visual, as visual. Because it works in our simulators, why wouldn't it work in our classroom?
Right.
So we're following that trail, and we'll see that change. The only thing that I think our biggest challenge sitting here today in 2014 is the brick-and-mortar building itself. It's becoming such a virtual world do I think that people will get in vehicles and stuff and come to a brick and mortar building to do it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if this isn't going to be some broadcast center where you send it to somebody's home.
That's interesting.
And they simulate with a pair of glasses in a 3D imagery world. You know, I mean, we don't know where technology is going, but brick and mortar buildings, we're seeing them go away and go away. More eBay, more,
right.
And you know, definitely I'm kind of being the Orson Welles here, but you just...
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
I think that in the future, it's going to be tough to come to a building.
Right.
To receive it. I don't think you'll have to. Because even as we speak now, and our new simulators is coming, we just decreased the use of all this space in this building to a fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Just because technology's gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. Just like they said, the technology on the space shuttle could be put in your watch now. You know, I mean, not the space shuttle, but the lunar craft in,
oh, wow.
in the 60s when they landed on the moon.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's in a little box, or you could put it in a phone. So, and we'll go the same route.
Mm-hmm.